WRCT Pittsburgh, you're listening to The Echo Chamber. That was new music from Eric Hilton from Thievery Corporation. That track was Glass Visage off of the Sound Vagabond album. Up next, finishing off our show with some more new music from Juliana Holter off of the Something in the Room She Moves album. It's called Evening Mood. I'm going to let that play until we get to Ergodic Process coming on at 7 p.m. Once again, thank you for listening. The whole playlist is online at wrct.org/schedule. Just take a look for The Echo Chamber. Hope you enjoyed this dreamy, sort of moody, described by one listener as, I think, techno cottagecore. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll catch you next week. WRCT Pittsburgh.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
And WRCT Pittsburgh.
just as some people feel that they have the call to spread God's word. I believe that if there's such a thing as God's word, it's rationality, then I have the call to spread it. And secondly, even though I don't think I'll convert the world to rationality, I may influence an occasional person here. And every small
foresee the future. It is very uncomfortable to live under such conditions. People make up ways of controlling the future. They dream about fairy godmothers who give them gifts. They go and ask questions of fortune tellers of all kinds to give them hints of what they will see.
spectrometer has collected data on over 140 million cosmic ray events. As with many items that are exposed to the harsh environments of space, the Allen magnetic spectrometer needed to be upgraded to continue data collection.
Copy that. PET, what we're thinking is have it just carry the ORU bag back and have it read, carry back, go back and pick up his crew lock bag and head on back to the airlock. We are ready to clear victory.
listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. It's 8 o'clock now, which means it's time for Punk Primers, your weekly radio show all about the punk subgenres and some of the punk music that's going on in Pittsburgh. This week, we're going to be focusing on emo violence. It's like a almost non-existent mashup genre between power violence and emo core. And so, you know, think like 2008 mall, like lots of studs, jet black hair, kids with like eyeliner, they don't like their moms, that kind of thing. So that's what we're going to be listening to today here on Punk Primers. And to start off the show, we're going to be listening to one of the bands I think is most closely associated with this genre. It's going to be Combat Wounded Veteran with their track. Oh my goodness, I can't see my track list for once. What is going on? Oh yeah, okay, Watching Stock Car Racing. So that's what we're going to listen to by Combat Wounded Veteran. Before we get into the music, though, so you may have, if you're an avid listener of Punk Primers, you might know that a genre we've covered sort of extensively in the past is scrams or screamo. And you might be thinking, what is the difference between power violence and scrams? And I'll tell you, I don't know. No clue. I've heard that it is partially that power violence doesn't come from the emo subculture. So emo violence is really more tying back to what emo is to, or what emo core is to hardcore versus what emo is to power violence. So it's emotional power violence rather than specifically related to the emo subgenre. But we'll get a taste for that as we move on into the show. So first up, Stock Car Racing by Combat Wounded Veteran.